Do you have a theme for 2011? At the beginning of the year, I read a number of blog posts and articles from people that said they would pick anywhere from 1 to 5 words to focus on for their year. Now, I've been doing this for the past few years, and have found that it works really well. And in 2011, my theme is decisive, productive action. Hello, this is Stephanie L.H. Callahan of Callahan Solutions, and you can find me at productiveandorganized.net. Your thoughts are the catalyst. So it's been said, watch your thoughts because they become words. Watch your words for they become actions. Watch your actions because they become habits. Watch your habits because they become character. And watch your character because it becomes your destiny. You see, the things that you spend time thinking about the most will be the things you experience in life. Make sure what you're thinking about takes you to the outcome you really desire. Now, I know many of you have followed along as I've shared my transformation journey in the past few years, if you've read my blog or attended my seminars, but I've never shared how my themes have helped make decisions for me. So, let's talk a little bit about my past themes that lead to my current theme in 2011. You see, in 2009, I was really ill, and they even told me I may not see 2010. I'm a recovering workaholic, and it had taken its toll on my body. And my mind, and my spirit, and everything else for that matter. So in 2009, my focus was focused discovery. Now, I'm sure that sounds odd to you. Maybe your focus would be health. But I wanted to focus on figuring out the true causes of my illness rather than having doctors pump me up with meds. My major decisions for the year revolved around finding health professionals that were willing for me to be a part of the process. I wanted to take control. The good news is we found multiple causes for my health decline, and we began the healing. In 2010, my focus was on conscious health. I didn't work much with my clients this past year and really concentrated on putting learning and habits into place that would support me being in a position to be my best. In essence, I practiced what I preach. Habits take time to form, and I had to put some very diligent, conscious effort into fixing my health situation. As different opportunities came up during the year for my business, I would measure against conscious health and then turn down the opportunities if they were not going to support my vision. Turning down those opportunities were some of the toughest decisions I've made. Passing up opportunities is never easy, but I reminded myself that I had made a theme for a reason, and that theme helped me to avoid those bright, shiny objects that may take me off my path. Now, I've gone through some amazing transformations in the past 2 years and can happily say that I'm rolling into 2011 with excitement for life and raring to go. It's time for me to put into place all of those things that I've come up with in the past 2 years. So, my theme for 2011 is decisive, productive action. Now, you've heard me talk about action before, and Winston Churchill says, "I never worry about action, but only about inaction." And I agree. I originally thought that I would just make a one-word theme for this year, and that would be action. But I got to thinking about it, and action alone will not necessarily lead to good things. I see it all of the time. People being busy being busy. You can take action and do a number of things and still not get anything substantial done. I want it to be a year of action for myself and my clients, but not just any action. Charles Ketting says, believe and act as if it were impossible to fail, and that's where I want to be. So I also listened to a quote from Paul Meyer, who says, productivity is never an accident. It's always the result of a commitment to excellence, intelligent planning, and focused effort. Adding productive to my theme brings more focus to the type of action that I'd like to manifest in 2011. I focus on productivity all of the time with what I write about, what I talk about, and how I help my clients. But knowing that I would be open to many more exciting ideas this year for my business, my clients, and my life, I again wanted a reminder to stay away from those bright, shiny objects that may take me off my path. When you've moved away from something for a while, it can get tempting to jump in feet first into all kinds of activities, and I don't want that to happen. I want to make sure that I'm doing the right things for the right reasons. David Russell says, the hardest thing to learn in life is which bridge to cross and which bridge to burn. In my past, I've been known to get caught up in analysis paralysis, also known as perfectionism. Now, you hear me talk about, and I also write about, the evils of perfectionism frequently. Being decisive, or making a decision,